Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen, are you ready? Are you ready? Let's go.
Welcome to UINWA, Urban Internet News with Attitude. I'm Alexander Caden. UINWA is the real news. We're just going to tell it to you with a little flavor. You ready? Here we go.
Okay!
Chris Rock is reportedly not interested in joining Jada Pinkett Smith at the Red Table for reconciliation between him and Will Smith. He says he's not going on her show to help boost her ratings. And our hats are off to Dave Chappelle, who donated all proceeds from his show in Buffalo, New York, to honor the families of the 10 people slain in a racially motivated mass shooting at a Tops supermarket. The House passed a wide-ranging gun control bill in response to recent mass shootings in Buffalo and in Texas that would raise the age limit for purchasing a semi-automatic rifle and prohibit the sale of ammunition magazines with a capacity of more than 15 rounds. The legislation passed by a mostly party-line vote and doesn't have a snowball of a hell in chance of becoming law. And that's because the Senate wants to pursue negotiations focused on improving mental health programs, bolstering school security, and enhancing background checks. And all of that's good, but it probably won't work because it didn't work before. Didn't they pursue negotiations focused on improving mental health programs?
Yep.
Call themselves bolstering school security?
Yep.
And enhancing background checks after Columbine?
Yep.
Yeah, that's what I thought. A black man drowned in Arizona last month as he pleaded for help struggling in the water. Local police standing by refused to help him. One officer told the man, "I'm not jumping in to help your ass."
Damn!
The January 6th committee investigating the Capitol riot can't convict former President Donald Trump, but it could bring forth enough information to help bankrupt his ass.
Yes.
NASA said it's establishing an independent group of investigators to study unidentified aerial phenomena, formerly known as UFOs, in the latest government effort to investigate mysterious objects reported by hundreds of pilots. Olympic gold medalist Simone Biles and dozens of other women who say they were sexually assaulted by Dr. Larry Nassar are seeking more than $1 billion from the FBI for failing to stop the sports doctor when the agency first received allegations against him. Wow. It's going to be interesting to see if they get this money. They suing the FBI.
That's great, man.
Melody Hobson is president of Aerial Investments, Starbucks chairwoman, and soon to be Denver Broncos co-owner.
Yeah, boy.
Following a record-breaking buyout by multi-billionaire Robert Walton of Walmart. Hobson, now the first black woman to have equity in the NFL, gained the title due to her stake in the Walton Penna ownership group that worked the Broncos deal. Federal Election Commission filings show a group of wealthy individuals, many from outside of the state of Georgia, working against black voters in an effort to prevent Senator Raphael Warnock from beating Republican nominee Herschel Walker in November. Walker's backers hope black voters are easily swayed by gifts. Well, they're trying gifts because they can't use the words that be coming out of Herschel Walker's mouth. Don't nobody know what he's talking about. Recently, when asked about gun control, this is what his ass had to say.
Cain killed Abel, and that's a problem that we have. And I said, what we need to do is look into how we can stop those things.
What?
You know, he talked about doing a disinformation.
What?
What about getting a department that can look at young men that's looking at women?
What?
That's looking at just social media?
What?
What about doing that, looking into things like that, and we can stop that way?
What?
Justine Lindsay made NFL history after she earned her spot on the Carolina Panthers cheerleading squad for next season. It makes her the first openly transgender cheerleader in NFL history. I really don't know what to say about this, so I won't say anything. Social media voiced strong opinions about Kim Kardashian's latest skincare venture, SKKN, in comparison to other black-owned brands, specifically Lori Harvey's.
You're kidding me.
Last October, Harvey released her own skincare line called SKN. Kardashian was also called out for her brand's similarity to black-owned skincare business SKKN Plus.
Oh my God.
Who issued a cease and desist to the personality last year.
Wow, I can't believe it.
A South African court has convicted a pastor of plotting to overthrow the government and to kill thousands of black people in the country.
Wait. Oh, hell no.
The 61-year-old leader of the National Christian Resistance Movement, which that right there should tell you what's up, was found guilty of high treason, incitement to carry out violent acts, and recruiting people to commit attacks.
Ain't that a bitch?
His group even explored the possibility of using biological weapons to infect and kill black people, including poisoning water reservoirs supplying black communities.
Let us pray.
Reeling from last month's drowning of a black homeless man in Tempe, Arizona, where police officers on scene offered no aid, community members and activists gathered outside Tempe City Hall before and during the last city council meeting to demand the police department's budget be cut and those funds diverted to area programs. That's all good, but we also know that's probably not gonna happen. You've been listening to UINWA, Urban Internet News with Attitude. UINWA is produced for Urban Network News. Okay, Serenity, come on in, baby, and tell them who produces UINWA.
Papa.
That's right, your papa.
Papa.
I had to add my granddaughter. Come on now.